teams, I should say, promise to be up-tempered, and they both got new coaches, new philosophies. At least on Ken Pippa's side in the other broadcast. He's running a lot different style than what used to be here under Joe Laplante. Of course, Coach Bud Turner says that he learned from Emke, and that he was going to try to stay with the same program here, but he always had an up-tempo. You played on the Emke, so what kind of style are we going to see here tonight on the North Carolina team?
Well, I know Emke, he pushed a lot of running. He never really liked to slow down, really. Emke was definitely a man-to-man defense kind of guy. He makes sure that you move your feet, and if you're tired, you're off that floor.
So you think we're going to see a lot of man-to-man coming out of the North Huron Warriors tonight?
I think so. It's really going to depend on the matchup and what Dave sees in the early minutes.
I know, quoting Dave Turner here, he said taking over the reins from Paul Emke, who did a great job always keeping the Warriors in contention. Kudos to Emke for the North Central League titles that he'd won in the district championships. He won several titles in his great career, and you were proud of a couple of those titles. He was amazing final 3 years, putting together a 58-11 record, including that 44-3 over the final 2 seasons, which you were a part of one of those seasons. Turner did a great job capitalizing on the height and the talent that he had, of course, with last year with Sean Casey and Eric Dice. He's lost Sean Clancy, but he still has Eric Dice around, so he's got that leadership. But we touched on a little bit of problem that Mr. Dice has been having with some foul trouble.
Mr. Dice tends to really get into that foul trouble pretty early. One thing that he's really got to focus on is moving his feet and not reaching. Last game, he got a technical foul against Deckerville, and that's going to make him sit out this first quarter.
So right away, Coach Turner is going to come in and make a statement by having him sit there. Looking at that move from a coach's perspective, I can kind of understand that you want your players to play aggressive and play tough, but you also want them to have respect for the officials and for the team and for the game. So kudos to Coach Turner for setting the standard right there. And I'm sure Mr. Dice might know home, but you get your emotions going and you get the best of you, and you want to see that in your kids too. So one nice thing though, and one of Turner's quotes, and I'm going to quote him, he says, "Good programs don't rebuild, they reload." And from what I've seen so far, I think he's right there. I don't think that North Huron is in any bit rebuilding mode. I think they have reloaded. I think they're going to contend for the NCTL North. Deckerville, of course, is in the South, so they played them once. They will not play them again this year with a new format. They play each team in their division twice and the South Conference once, and that allows them to pick up games then like this, playing games in the Greater Thumb Conference and even picking up Greater Thumb East and West Conference teams, which to me I think really helps you when it comes tournament time. How do you think after playing a bigger school and then going into tournament times when you meet up with the bigger Class D schools later on?
Oh, I think that's a really important thing. This year's North Huron team has a lot of advantage over what we did. 2 years in a row we came up to Bay City All Saints and we lost a real close game in the final. I think if we got a little bit more contention and some more aggressive play that we see throughout the season, we would have been a lot better off when it comes into playoffs.
Well, to date, the Warriors come into tonight's game 2-2 overall, with their losses coming to Harbor Beach. And, of course, we know Harbor Beach has their very up-tempo game. And then the other loss was to Carsonville Port Sanilac, 68-52, and in the NCTL South game. So North Carolina's coming in here looking to revenge that loss to Port Sanilac. Now, on the other hand, we've got Carsonville Port Sanilac in the South, who's supposed to be the winner, or they're predicting to be the winner in the NCTL. So I think that's going to make North Huron pretty hungry. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. CPS is already off to a great start. They've got a 4-0 record, and they've got one kid who's leading all scoring in the area. So they've got a good program down there. They were always tough when I had to play them, too.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking at North Huron's record. I started out on the 6th, and they were winning 52-45 over Kingston. Three quarters they went back and forth pretty even. Then in the fourth quarter they outscored Kingston 16-10. Justin Rebels, they told me, scored 10 points. He was one of 10 Warriors to score, and Dustin Pennington. I do not see either one of those two on the roster. Do you know anything about that now?
I really don't. I haven't really seen a whole lot of games from Kingston around that area.
Okay. Okay. And then I got the next game with the 12th. Harbor Beach 79, North Huron 33. they picked up their second loss there, but they got a real taste of what the run and gun offense is like, and that's what they're going to see here tonight. Harbor Beach had 23 or more points in the first three quarters, and they held North Huron to a single digits in the final three. Turner gave credit to Harbor Beach as they all hustled and out rebounded and simply outplayed the Warriors in all aspects of the game. He said Harbor Beach forced 18 turnovers in the process of building a 49-25 halftime lead. I think off the air, you and I were talking before that, but turnovers has been a problem with North Huron.
It is. Kevin Rice is their point guard, and he's really going to have to get that down. He's facing about a quarter of their turnovers. They're averaging about 20 turnovers a game in this start of the four-game season. So he's really going to have to get a hold of that tonight if they want any success versus Ubley.
And then they came down and they played the 16th. They played CPS and they lost, as we spoke a few minutes ago, 68-52. They allowed Calvin Amory 23 points. Kevin Rice came up big with 17 points and five steals, and then Avan Dice came in with 12 points, five rebounds. But it wasn't enough to overcome that CPS lead. They gave up a big lead, and I think if they do that here tonight, they could be in trouble also.
Oh, without a doubt. If they give even a little bit to Ubley, Ubley's going to take advantage of it. They always have. Ubley's always been a tough team, and even with this coaching change, I know that in Marshall Lifran, he's the fourth leading scorer in the area. They're going to have to stop them. They're going to take advantage of it every time.
And we touched just a little bit ago about the last game was played on the 20th of December for North Huron, and that was the win over Beckerville, 47-44. And by all means, that was a tight game all the way down to the end. Eric Dice led with 13, Kevin Rice with 13. Seven of the eight players scored. One thing I want to note about that game, though, they controlled the rebounds. They had 35 rebounds that night, 16 offensive and 19 defensive. But they had 25 turnovers.
25 turnovers. Turnovers will kill you every time. You can possess the rebounds, but if you're just going to give it back down the court, you might as well not even get it.
And that's one of the keys, I think, to tonight's game. North Huron is going to have to maintain good control of the ball. They're going to have to definitely box out because they're outside. And they're going to have to not give up any easy buckets for the Bearcats.
Consenting everyone thinks so. On the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, auto, home, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Ever consider giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, life would be a lot more simple. Now with two locations, visit your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon, in Harbor Beach, or by calling 479-3288, or in Ubley by calling 658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yon, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288, or in Ubley at 658-8538.
Here's good news for soybean growers. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kendi has a non-GMO soybean program for new crop soybeans, and they're paying a $2.85 premium over current bids. For more information, call Farmers Cooperative Grain Company at 1-800-332-0858. 1-800-332-0858. You heard right. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kendi has a non-GMO soybean program for new crop soybeans, and they're paying a $2.85 premium over current bids. Call 1-800-332-0858 for details. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kendi is Huron County's oldest member-owned co-op.
Orion dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane and, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get two free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacy Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care. And who